Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter. This week we did an interview with the improv comedy group called Doing the Most. And this was actually a really good interview. Our first interview actually of 2021. So just take a listen, get to know the group. And if you haven't already, go ahead and follow them on Instagram. They do say their handles at the end of the episode, and I'll post it on Instagram as well. Back to No Filter Podcast. We have a special guest here today. Well, a few special guests. We have the improv comedy group Doing the Most. And they are our first official podcast guest of 2021. All right. So we had some technical difficulties earlier, but we got it all figured out. So if you guys want to introduce yourselves for our listeners who don't know who you are, I don't know who wants to start.
PH start.
This is Stephen with a PH, not Stephen. I hate that.
Listen, before you came on, I was asking them, like, is it Stephen or Stephen? And it's like, just call him PH. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I mean, if they want to hire me for a commercial, I'm done. Right?
Yeah, but yeah, aka B-Boy Iggy, you know what I'm saying, that's about a nature crew, six-step crew all day, every day, but on a Sunday, you know what I'm saying, get it. Yeah, that's really the only name I go by, I don't have a cool B-Boy name. I'm it, like for real.
Hi, I'm Christy Knowings. Some of you might know me from Nickelodeon's All That. Happy to be here, hanging out with my crew, DTM.
Woo! Yay! Brr, 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 brr. Sorry, that's my favorite thing to do. So, how did you guys meet and how did you guys form this group? Or whose idea was it? Like, how did this come about?
We actually met at an improv theater called LA Connection, and we were part of a larger group initially, and you know, when the quarantine hit and that, we kind of decided that, you know, we three work really, really well together, and we decided to just kind of come together in a tight threesome, and it works really, really well, and I did say threesome, yes.
Well, for two people, there's always that one. So anyway, we just kind of came together
and decided that, you know, we all work really, really well together. We all have a lot of respect for each other's talents, and we have a lot of, you know, diversity within us as far as, like, you know, knowledge and ability and you know, all of that. So it just plays well together when the three of us
play together.
I'm not gonna say
this again. No. So, where did you guys come up with the name Doing the Most? Is that just something you like, we should call ourselves this? Or was it a name, another name before? Or did you guys just, how did that come about, the name?
I think, well, Rebecca was like, because I, you know, like PH and I, a lot of times we use that kind of new slang, like, oh, you're doing the most. Like, we'll talk like that. Like, and I think that probably I hang out with Rebecca like a lot, so I think she probably heard me say it more than 10 times. And then she was just like, "How about the most?" And then PH and I were like, "Doing the most," right? PH, I think PH said "Doing the most."
I had issues with it because I had to take off the G because there was no doing.
No one said doing.
That's exactly how it happened. Literally how it happened.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. people, like, you're in quarantine, so you're very hindered, or you're, like, limited. You're like, what can I really do?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the most of what I have. So it's like, all extra every time you see me, because this may be the last time, you know. So really feeling that energy and trying to keep that going through.
I like it. I like the name as well, too.
Thank you.
So with quarantine and, like, COVID and things, has that affected you guys, like, at all, as far as, like,
as far as y'all chemistry together, like, has y'all chemistry changed since y'all not around each other as often?
Because I know I saw you guys used to do, like, performances and things like that. Like, do you guys still do those, or do you just stick to, like, being completely virtual?
As of now, we're completely virtual, except when we meet up to film. Right, you know, for Instagram, but generally, we're pretty much just all virtual.
Is that, like, harder for you guys, or you don't mind it? It's just... Because it seems like you guys do... It seems like you guys do okay with it, because it's like... It doesn't seem like it affects you at all, because you guys still roll very nicely.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I think, you know, our chemistry may have even improved going virtual, because... when we perform live, you know, you have the whole travel, you get there, you do your performance, and then, you know, people go their separate ways. Whereas virtual, you know, we kind of lock in a little earlier than the show. We stay with each other like about an hour or so after the show. We even talk, you know, in between a little bit more. So I think we talk more now, and we are developing a lot more new games and new ideas for things, because... you know, we're not as tired, essentially, from all that travel.
Right.
And then our audience as well, like, when we're, when we go into a studio, or, you know, when we go to, you know, a stage or something like that, a lot of times it's like, the audience, it depends on the night. Like, it might be a really big audience, it might be, you know, very scant, it might be, like, a really small audience. But with going virtual, like, we have such a close connection to our audience, and it's, we do have a core audience that consistently shows up, so.
Yeah, because you guys, really nice. I'm sorry, you guys do shows every Friday, right?
Yeah.
And that, and that's, that kind of keeps your audience up, and then they can tell people, too, and it's kind of like the whole social media thing, like, when, you know, word of mouth, basically. I think that's kind of nice, too.
Yeah. And, our, and also, you know, working virtually, our audience is now expanded to beyond just local.
Yeah.
Right now we're across the country, essentially, which is awesome, because, you know, you, you're reaching so many more people. And so, yeah, we have a really strong community that is just really great, you know, shows up and they interact with each other as well as with us, and so it makes the shows even more interactive than they would have been if they were on stage.
Yeah, because honestly, I've never even heard of a, like, an improv comedy group. Like, I've never heard of, like, anything like you guys. I think it's actually pretty dope, because it's like you guys all work together. It's kind of like, you know, we hear of singing groups, and I've never heard of anything like you guys, so I think that's pretty dope. And you guys seem to work well together, too.
Yeah, I think we kind of pounced on the Zoom, like, being able to perform in this way via this medium. We kind of pounced on that, and, I mean, more groups are slowly starting to catch on, you know, but I'm happy that we were sort of at the helm. Like, we were kind of at the beginning of when all of this began.
Yeah. So I do want to ask some individual questions. So, PH, so I see that you are a teacher. How is that going for you? Are you still teaching right now?
Yeah, actually, because of the way that the pandemic kind of hit, like, some of the rules were shifted, you know? So mostly my role was like to do a lot of substituting, but I kind of shifted to more focus with like special needs and an alternative ways of learning for some students. So
and shout out to
really
you.
Interesting with with this format to see what they thrive in versus how they were in person.
So are you virtual or you go in, into the school?
Oh, virtual.
Oh, okay, okay. So, shout out to you because we have a special needs child. So we love anybody who is willing to help and teach those kids. So thank you.
Yeah, it's such a wide spectrum of learning. Like that's the coolest thing about it. It's like not everybody learns the same, and not everybody retains them the same. So it's cool. It's improv all day every day. Right.
trust me. We know.
We know. We know. So it also says that you have a bachelor's in chemistry and a master's in biochemistry. First of all, goals, okay? Shout out to you. You like one of those smart people that we don't know nothing about. So tell us how how you switch from, like, how do you shift with, you know, teaching and basically being like a chemist to improv? How do you do that? Like, how does that balance go?
Trauma helps me balance.
Listen.
No, not trauma.
Okay.
No, I would say it's really more of, like, where you want to be at. Like, so, at the time when I was doing a lot of science, and I had a child young, so I was very practical. And just dealing with struggles on that path made me think differently. Like, well, if I continued with this, like, could I still be creative? So I was like, well, maybe not. And a friend of mine was actually substitute teaching. She's like, hey, that's a good way to maintain yourself while you're getting gigs, is you should substitute teach. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's not that bad. So I started getting into it that way. And so I'm working for a nonprofit, and I just committed myself. You know, I just want to make sure I work with the community no matter what I'm doing, like, as a career. Like, if I work as a scientist, I can still do it, but I really want to be hands-on with the youth and just for people out there. So that's why I went that route.
Nice. So yeah. You dance, too. Do you teach dance, or is that just something you do as a hobby?
Yeah, so it's like a samurai lifestyle. So I'm a b-boy, so like I know we grew up watching like breaking and these like videos and stuff like that. Like, you know, in hip-hop, everybody has a role. Like, you have like somebody who helps you out this way, somebody who's breaking, doing graffiti, DJ, whatever. Maybe they got the gear. So me, I break, so we'd be out there in the street breaking. Events breaking, maybe doing graffiti, like all of that.
Nice.
So what I want to know, like, what was your biggest like inspiration? Like, what music? Well, not what music. Like, what was your favorite artist to dance to? Like, what, you know, like who did you listen to the most, or who inspired you to actually dance?
Like breaking, I would say James Brown for sure.
Okay. Mm.
I mean, Michael Jackson was like that was a dancer, right? So like Michael, but then. We started seeing other b-boys, like old school crews, like Rock City Crew. We started seeing like all these New York City breakers, all these LA breakers, all these people that you see. I'm like, man, they have names, like those are real people. So it's cool to like go into that community and really chill with people that are really trying to do stuff too with the community. It's really hip hop, that's really what it is. And we're trying to preserve it because it seems like it's been lost, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I agree.
It's been kind of lost, like, in this generation a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of things have been lost in this generation. We starting to feel old. Because some of these rappers that the kids be trying to tell me, I'm like, who was that? Like, I have no idea who they are.
I mean, they got their soldiers, too. Don't get me wrong. Like, they got a lot of people that are conscious and awake right now, especially right now. That's just cool working with these ladies too, because they always bring that vibe. Like, if I don't see it, they always see it before me. They, you know, they bring it to me like in a way that I have to address it, like on stage, in the scene, you know, maybe before the show or whatever. So.
Yeah. And if you guys don't mind me asking, how old are you guys? If you want to answer, because I know sometimes people be funny about that.
What was the question?
How old are you guys?
What was the question?
Okay. All right. So. You said, what'd you say?
I don't believe in age. I'm older than 10 and younger than 90.
I know that's right. I'm going to start saying that.
I'm like, okay, so the proverbial, no. Okay. So wait, my industry age? Or
we could, the industry, we could do the industry age.
The age range you can play?
Okay, so we're going to... You're fine. So Rebecca, so you are the woman behind Janie on you guys' web series. So tell me how you came up with that character.
Well, we have this game that we play in the show called Hecklers. Mm-hmm. And basically what's happening is KPH would be doing a dramatic, serious scene, you know, playing it real. And then you have this puppet that pops up and just heckles the shit out of them. And, you know, if she's crying, she's making fun of the cry face she's doing or whatever. So it like brings levity to serious stuff. So that's kind of how she started coming out. I bought the puppet and I basically played with a doll for a while.
Yeah.
And so her voice came to me and her personality, and so she's kind of like she's 7 years old, but she's a little older than that in some of her references.
Yeah.
But then sometimes she's also still very naive and 7, so it's like a little bit of South Park-ish.
Is that, do you have like a background in puppeteering, or is that just like the first time that you started doing that, or is it something that you did before?
No, did you want to say something? She's the first puppet that I ever started using, and so she's my introduction to puppeteering, and I love it.
Shout out actually, to you.
I can't do her voice without having her on my hand, so weird.
Listen, you do a really good job with that, because I would have thought that was something, because it's a lot of movement in the sticks and all that stuff, so shout out to you. Did you want to ask her something? So, let's see. So your improv skills have taken you into the direction of writing and producing. What made you want to transition from being in front of the camera to like being behind the scenes?
I've always been a very kind of creative person, and I've always loved writing. It's why, you know, I majored in English, because I love writing, I love reading. So the idea of being able to take what we do on stage, which is, you know, every time we kind of are creating a scene, we're creating a whole story. And so instead of just improvising it, you can also just write it down, and you know, so I wanted to make that move, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To
do you like people. It better than being in front of the camera, or you just whichever one?
I feel more comfortable behind the camera, just because I'm actually a kind of a shy person. But I, you know, if I'm in front of the camera, I can get it done. But I feel very comfortable behind the camera, too.
You know, it's weird, because I've watched some of you guys' like on your YouTube and stuff, and you seem really shy right now compared to when you guys are like doing your thing. So I can definitely see that.
Yeah, there's a little switch you got to turn on when you're performing.
Yeah.
But I would say, generally speaking, I'm kind of a shy person. Usually. Oh, no. Yeah. Which is part of the reason I got into improv to begin with, was to get rid of that shyness.
So I was going
to
say, does that help you?
Yeah, because I teach as well. And so when I started teaching, I was teaching English language learners. So you don't get a lot of
feedback when you're in front of the classroom because they're still learning English.
Yeah.
So it's dead silence, and I'm a shy person, and it was really hard. So I started improv to kind of help myself get out of that shell and be more comfortable just doing my lesson, and it actually helped my teaching so much. Like Peter said, you know, it's improv every day essentially when you're teaching, because
yeah.
you have to adapt to your audience, you have to adapt to your students. So I'm yeah. able to teach the same lesson, say it four different ways with four different examples, so that you know everybody can try to get it. So it was very helpful in that regard, and in front of the classroom I have to hit that switch too. So
that's actually that's actually a really good idea, like going into improv to get over your shyness. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, maybe I should do yeah. that, because I'm shy as hell. You would never know, but I'm like, I'm shy too.
No, she's but, not.
Well, when I have alcohol, someone... go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There was someone in at one of our LA Connection theater groups that was solely in it because he was on the spectrum. He was autistic, and he was using improv to help himself get comfortable speaking to people, because his ultimate goal was after he graduated, he wanted to go away to college. And so he wanted to be able to function in a somewhat natural way in different situations with people. So he was using that as a tool for himself, knowing that, you know, he was autistic, but he had this goal. And it was really good for him, actually. He's actually been pretty successful for himself since he left, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So we said earlier that we have a daughter that's special needs. She's autistic, and honestly, like, now that I think about it, that would probably be something that's good for her, because she does kind of already do that sometimes, like in a way. But that's actually really something to think about. Thank you for that.
No, no problem. I mean, it can be a very useful tool. You know,
yeah.
put them with the right people and help them gradually bring that out of themselves. They build confidence in front of people. It's a really great tool. And it's fun.
Well, shout out to you. Y'all are ghosts. All this smart people stuff. Y'all smart as hell. Okay. So, Christy. So, Christy, right? It's not...
Yeah.
Okay. Christy.
No, not Christy.
No, I was going to say Chrissy, but I see the SC, sorry. Okay. So, you wear a lot of various hats, like modeling, dancing, acting, as well as everybody else in the group. I saw that you sing too, dance, sing.
Yeah.
So, again, same question that I asked them: how do you transfer? Like, how do you
transition
in between all those things? And is it hard for you? Because I know, like, for me, I only do like a few jobs, maybe like three jobs, and it's hard as hell for me to like jump from one thing to the next. Or it stresses. It's like a lot of stress. Do you have that issue, or how do you do it?
Well, no, because, you know, all of those things, dancing and singing, you know, acting and improv and all of that, they're all, I'm passionate about all of those things, you know? So it's like, I like pizza, I like tacos, you know, I like, you know, vegetarian sushi. I'm not going to say no to any of it. And I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes. I may be eating pizza, but do not touch my tacos. you know?
Yeah.
So it's something that all those various hacks, as you put it, I'm very passionate about each and every one of them. So, no. And I've been doing it for a long time. I've been dancing and singing and acting and everything since I was a little kid. So it's you know, it's part
it's in your blood.
Huh?
I said, it's in your blood, right?
It is. I come from a family of performers. My mother, she's a historian, but she's also a modern dance choreographer. So, I mean, that was one of my earliest memories, was being in the dance studio, watching my mom teach. So all of those things became just very much part of me. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you were on All That, which Basically, you're like a legend in my eyes because I used to watch that shit all the time. Okay? I feel like once you were on, I was a little older, so I didn't watch it as much, but I do remember the one...
Was it like the
with Amanda Bynes, and yeah, he was like, whatever, yeah, and the one with Kobe Bryant, and where y'all was like taking pictures of him while he was taking his shirt off and stuff, like that was funny. I remember that one. How did you get into that? Like, how did you audition for that, or like, how did you get into that?
Yeah, I mean, again, I was acting before I was on all that. I've done some stuff for Fox, like for New York Undercover, Big Brother.
I've done
Spike Lee called Brooklyn.
I remember your brother's the one from Tyena, right?
Both from Tyena, exactly. So we were already acting well before, and we were in the business well before I was on all that. But I had done a project for Nickelodeon, and then from that project, I met a few casting directors, and they didn't even know that I could do like a ton of different accents and dialects and characters. Thanks to my agent at the time. But so they had no idea that I could do all that. And then I was called in to kind of just perform a bunch of different characters and stuff in front of a camera. And then all the writers and producers and directors from Nickelodeon flew out from LA to New York to come see me. And then like 5 minutes later, they were like, how would you like to move to Los Angeles? So, and then I was on this iconic show for a long time.
So how was it working beside people like Kenan Thompson or Nick Cannon? How was it working beside people like that?
Oh, they're fantastic. Those are my brothers. I love those guys. I'll always love them. Like, we're family. You know, it's like, call each other Nickelodeon family. They are phenomenal people. Like, individually, they're hardworking. I learned so much from Nick, who started out as our warm-up guy. He, like, warmed up our audience.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even on the show, he just warmed up the audience to get ready for us. and then the next thing you know, he was on the show. And the next thing you know, he was dating Mariah Carey. You know,
right. I think it's crazy how. Right. I think it's crazy how.
Twins. The vision of love. So. So yeah, it's always been really great working with those. Gabriel Iglesias, another one I've worked with.
Oh yeah,
he was amazing to work with. So yeah,
nice. So I have a question for the group. Well, it's actually a group question and an individual question. What was one of your biggest challenges you faced individually and as a group, and how did you guys overcome it? Whoever can start, I'm sorry.
PH.
I'll say PH, you can start since we did you first.
I would say the most recent one, just because there's things that are outside of your control, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Well, other things happen too, which you start wondering, did I have control over that? Like, I don't know, man. Like I said, trauma. Trauma is what makes me cry.
Seriously.
Always the trauma.
Listen.
It's always both. You know, you can't, if it was rainbows and if it was lovely all the time.
Right.
It's like you would never really appreciate that success.
I completely feel that.
It's made us level up, so it is what it is.
Rebecca?
I would say, personally, one of my biggest challenges, and it's an ongoing challenge, is I have to battle this self-doubt that I have, you know, get insecure as a performer sometimes.
Mm.
And luckily, you know, the group, always make me through and reminds me of what my strengths are and helps, you know, guide me through where my weaknesses are to make myself stronger. So, you know, because I'm a shy person, I'm always worried that I'm being too passive or that I'm, you know, not participating enough. Mm-hmm. But luckily, you know, that's why it's nice to have an improv group, you know, people that you trust that push you forward and also, you know, help you out when you need reminding of, you know, how strong you are and how strong you can be. So on a personal level, that's probably good.
That's very, I can relate to that a lot, because when I started this podcast, it was just me by myself, and I was like, babe, you gotta come on with me, because I was like, I don't know if people gonna like just to hear me talk. So even though he doesn't like to do it a lot, he helps me out a lot too. Because honestly, I'm going to be honest, we was nervous as fuck about this. Like, we were really nervous. Like, I was like, oh my God. My hands are sweating shit. I'm like, we gotta prepare like fuck for this interview. Like, we were like really nervous, because usually we haven't had anybody on the show unless it's like our friends. So again, y'all are like our first on the show. So what about you, Christy? Huh?
Shout out to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So, what was one of the biggest challenges you faced individually, Christy? And how did you overcome it?
Well, I still feel like it's a challenge, but being able to compartmentalize my schedule and, like, my time with, like, because it's also... I'm very, like, nebulous anyway. Like, it's all a free zone for me anyway. So being able to have to be, and as an actor and as a professional, you have to be on time for things, you know. But that is somewhat not in my wheelhouse. Like, you know, being on time, you know, all those things that people do. So this has caused me, I feel like, because you can't hide under, like, now because of everything going on, everyone's online, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone is virtual. Yeah. So what are you doing, right? Like, what are you producing? And I know that I have a strength and abilities, but it's like, you know, now it's up to me to not just jack off my day watching Netflix and, you know, eating and drinking.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with that every now and again. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Right. Like, I need that, right? But, like, I could do it all the time. I could do it 24/7, like, yeah. You know, 365.
True.
So if I'm not careful, those days can get away from me. Those moments can get away from me where it's like, and I see, and the other challenge is not comparing myself to my peers that are creating a lot of content, for instance, or they're just building and building and building, and I have to realize I'm building too. Mm. It's at my own speed, it's at my own pace, and my content, it's my own creativity. I'm not going to create something that they're creating. I have my own stuff to deal with, but it's gonna come about when it comes about, and it's my process. It's not up to me, and it's none of my business what anybody else is doing, to be honest. You know, and a lot of people use Slack. There we go.
I need to hear this, because, like...
Like, all I can do is give them flowers and say, you know what, mine are coming also, because it's up to me. You know, when I put the effort in, when I put the work in, when I put the, you know, when I sideswipe the procrastination, then I'll be able to, you know, see it through. And I'm happy for that. Like, at least we get to do that still.
Yeah.
Like, we still have that measure of freedom, and that I feel like, hey, it's very important to hold on to. So.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Then I had a question for a PH, because you said that you had a kid young, and I also had a kid young. Like, I'm 32, my son is going to be 15 in a couple months, and, like, I want to know, like, how did that help, like, mold you to become the person you are? Because I know having my son young, it, like, it helped me become, like, a different person just growing up in life, period. I mean, having a kid at 16, 17 completely changes your life. So just how did having your child young, like, just help mold you to be the person you were and be motivated?
Yeah, I think for me, it kind of made me slow down a lot. I was going in, I think I was going in two directions at the same time. I was going in a good direction, I was in a good place, and I was going in a bad direction. So the way it happened is weird too. So I don't know. I mean, it definitely made me pause on things I was passionate about and focus on more like practical, you know, what does it mean to be another black male with a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the community. So like, what are you gonna do now, kind of thing? Are you gonna succumb to, because a lot of people feel like this external pressure that we feel is self-made. And it's like, it is self-made, but then again, when someone doesn't have expectations for you and then you do the same thing, you just kind of feel like, well, okay, well, whatever then. You know, I don't know if you felt like that too. Like, people lower their expectations for you instantly.
Right.
So any little thing that you did, it was good. Like, oh, well, I got it. Whatever type of job, that's 15, everyone else has a $10 job, shoot, I'm cool. I don't really have to go do all this other stuff. And then I'm up and pay for my kids, this and that. Okay, you lose sight of what you really want to do. So it really made me get disciplined and make sure I get things done. And I look out for babies, you know, because I had a baby, so.
Yeah, I felt the same way, but then I also was a product of the same thing. Like, my mom had me young, but like now, like, my mom's working on like her third degree. Like, she has a master's in English, and she's working on like her third degree. She's went to 3 different colleges, and it's like me watching her raise me. I made the same mistake. I wouldn't say it was a mistake, but I did the same thing. I had a kid young, and basically just watching her raise me, help me raise my son and be the person I am. So just like, did you have like that family, like me, the difference between me is I have more of a family support. Did you have that same support, or what was difficult about you raising the kid young?
I definitely had family support, so that was really cool. Initially not, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, when they see the baby, they're gonna fold, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't even fold. You feel the baby in somebody's shoulders or hands, like your first grandchild. So I'm on him over with that one. She was cute too, so that worked. I think it's just through like shared interests. Like, you know, I'm Nigerian, so, you know, soccer's a big deal. So I started playing soccer. And then, you know, her mom's Mexican, so there's a lot of bonding there with those kind of things like that, with the culture. So it's just a lot of sharing with each other kind of helped it out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I had facts to put, you don't have to work more on a job or whatever, so if I had been on a job, they'd be okay with watching the baby or having them come over. So I don't know how they really felt about it, but they was okay. They was okay with it, so.
And they had no choice, really, huh? After the baby came, he's like, what can you do now?
Yeah, you really don't.
There you go. Make a baby.
Okay, so I got one last question before I go into the game. If you guys could choose a song as a soundtrack for your life right now, what song would you choose?
Oh, man.
You could think about it.
Yeah, I do too.
I'll start. I would probably pick Nuck If You Buck. For some reason, I feel like 2020 and 2021 is like fucked up so far. So Nuck If You Buck would be the song for me. What about you guys?
I'm gonna say Alanis Morissette, which is a song Incomplete, which is just basically about, you know, we're never done. We're always working on ourselves. We're always pushing for, you know, what we want next and what we hope to be. And so we're always incomplete, essentially. I'm gonna go with that.
I like that. What about you, P.H.?
Oh, doesn't have to have lyrics. I'm an English major.
I was about to say, I said Nuck If You Buck. She said this nice ass song.
Look at lyrics.
Yeah, that's a hard one. There's so many songs.
You don't have to just choose one. You could choose a couple. Maybe it'd be like a soundtrack for your life right now.
Oh, you're gonna do that? Okay.
Alcohol by Bare Naked Ladies. Just kidding. That was a joke. That was honestly a joke. No, go ahead, PH.
Alright, so probably Public Enemy, Welcome to the Terror Dome. Yeah. That one, definitely that one. Just nice, the way nice. It starts is crazy. It's been a lot of craziness. So Saman, they have this song called Dove. That song was real chill. If you listen to that song and you're not chill, something's wrong with you. That song will chill out. Like, if you're in a rage and you put that song on, Dove by Saman.
I was gonna say, what song is it? Dove by Saman, you said?
Yeah, that song will chill you out. Like, it's a good, it will, you know? And at the end, it'll bring you back up. It's like a perfect song.
I'm gonna look it up.
I still listen to a lot of metal, so like right now, Die by the Sword by Slayer is like how it just feels outside. Like, it's just crazy. It could be crazy outside.
Right?
Like, we're in LA, so I don't know where y'all at, but like, it could.
We're in Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
But well, LA, yeah. I can see it there. Cause it, are you guys still on lockdown there, or what's it like there? What's going on there?
Barely.
People
don't. Oh, no,
which
town do
you go to? You can travel
10
minutes in either direction. You either have to eat outside or you get to eat inside. It's
kind of
weird.
Yeah. Are people still, like, pissed off about masks there?
Oh, yeah. That would be the area that lets you eat inside.
Gotcha. I work in retail and people still be trying to come up in there like without masks, and the sign on the door clearly says you have to wear a mask. And at least once a month somebody's trying to fight with us about that.
I remember just doing tripping on that. That's so crazy.
Yeah. I work in a clothing store, and this lady came in. She wanted to use her coupons. It was like the last day to use the coupons, and she's like, "I'm calling corporate if you guys make me put this mask on." I'm like, "Okay, what do you want me to do?" And then she's like, "This is the last." And even her daughter was like, "Mom, you know, we could just go." She's like, "This is the last day I have to use my coupons, and I can't breathe in this thing." Like, so you gonna die to use some coupons if you can't breathe? But just, you can shop online. I don't know.
But online, exactly.
It's always. Did you do your songs, Christy?
Oh yeah, I was like, yeah, skip me, cause I don't know. cause I'm thinking of all these like current songs. Come on, Level Up. Ciara.
That's a good one.
Already, Beyonce. But I actually have been, I love, my taste for music goes from classical, like Ravel and Chopin and Mozart and Beethoven, to like Ciara, to Quincy Jones, to Anita Baker, to Michael Jackson, Jill Scott, to Erykah Badu, like George Harrison. It's all for me. I'm really that person, you know, because I was raised that way. My mom was very eclectic when she would be listening to Yanni and then in Vogue. Mm. So anything with cello in it, because there is that like somber kind of deep resonance that I resonate with. But I do like these new songs, it's not new, but Level Up by Ciara, because it does get me going. I'm like, exactly, Level Up. And then when she say, "You just gonna keep me coming," I'm like, I'm seen. I'm the song be coming, right? And when Beyonce's album came out, with Black is King,
mm-hmm.
album, Like, there were so many songs I was just like, yes, you know.
Yes, I really like that album.
You know, because I'm very, like, I'm a very spiritual, I'm a metaphysician, so I'm all about the spiritual realm, our ancestors, and paying homage to where we came from, and using our old ways, our old medicines, our old spirituality, in order, and bringing it to the forefront to really climb through this life that we see right now. So that's, you know, that's the level I'm on. So level up. I'm like, yeah, level up your spirituality. All the new moons and the full moons, like, we should be capitalizing on the energy the way our ancestors did. You know,
right.
I'm an ancient Egyptian, a priestess, so I really like go into that realm. And so anything that reminds me of tapping into that, into your true power, into my true power, into the I am, then that's what gets me going, whether it has lyrics or not. And the Moors brought classical music over to Europe, so, you know, it still helps me tap into my ancestral roots.
Right.
Anthony. Right?
I was just saying, all that smart people shit. That's that history stuff. Antoine's like the historian, but he love all that history stuff. All that smart. Y'all all smart.
Okay.
Okay. So, you guys ready for this game? Now, I only highlighted a couple of questions because when me and my friends play it, we have some inappropriate questions, but I didn't know if you guys... I didn't know if I should...
I watched our notes.
That's what I was like, eh. Well, you know, I didn't know. Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and do it then. So, PH, I don't know if you were here. It's basically, the game is called Who Would Most Likely. So, out of the three of you, I'm going to say something, and then all of you are going to say your answer between the three of you, who you think would do what I said, if that makes sense.
This is a great game.
All right. So, who would most likely... Fart in public. Out of the three of you, which who do you all think?
PH.
Who would most likely get a face tattoo?
PH.
Yeah.
Okay, we want for one. That's right.
Be arrested for public intoxication. Don't worry, I was the one for this question out of me and my friends too, so.
Damn shame.
Work in the White House.
Rebecca.
I would say her too. I could definitely see you in the White House, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Okay. Become a best-selling author.
That could be any of us.
Yeah.
We all three, for real.
Fight in public.
Like with other people?
Yeah, just like a fight with somebody in public. Like, maybe like...
I will have an argument.
Okay. Argument in public. We'll do that.
I'm pretty sure I'm fighting.
It will be engaged. So I have fought in public.
You said you have fought in public?
Yes. She's an Aries. Don't get it.
What? I don't believe you.
I'm sad. Oh, she can be rah-rah when she wants to be. I'm pretty chill, but
don't test you, right?
Oh, yeah, no. She can, like, catch me out. Ooh. Yeah. So, otherwise, I'm pretty chill.
I don't know. You just seem so nice. But that's okay. That's how you want it to seem. You seem nice, and then people think they can step all over you. Then boom! You come out.
That was my whole life. People thought I was so like, oh, you're so nice. I'm like, pissy. And I'm like, bitch, I got pants. And my name's does sound bouncy. You can't say Christy. Yeah, but knowing's is not bouncy.
Pick up a date at a funeral.
Yeah, so you see what this has become. Like I said, ain't no, everybody loses. There's one person that always loses in a damn threesome.
Fight at the funeral with the face tattoo and then pick up a date after that. Argue with an old person.
Argue with an old person. Isn't that you?
That's me.
Oh my God. Is that Rebecca?
You put your hands on an old person, Rebecca.
I want my hands. I would argue with an old person. I wouldn't put my hands on.
You wouldn't beat a senior citizen.
Well, I might accidentally take their walker when I walk. That's not my hand.
Taking a walker is technically like beating a ass. Technically.
I said I kicked you. Have taken the leg. Have taken the leg.
Pretty much.
Y'all forgot Britney's favorite song is "Not Gonna Be Butt."
You never know when you might need that song. Okay.
Right. Wrong.
Okay, I got two more. Get caught skinny dipping.
Oh my God, me, right?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
You did that before?
Have I ever skinny dipped? Yes. I've never been caught. I never got caught skinny dipping.
Nice.
But yet.
Shout out to you.
I wanted one of those shout outs so badly.
Okay, and I'm trying to pick a good one for the last one. Oh, make conversation with somebody in the next stall in the public restroom.
You know, I'm
saying that's just,
yeah, most likely.
So, like, when you're in the public restroom and y'all both pee, and you'd be like, hey, girl, what's up?
I mean, most likely. Have I ever done it? Like, I mean, if push came to shove, no pun intended, I probably might. I mean, I might, you know.
It would probably be something like, they would be like, ew, this stall's disgusting. And then Christine in the next stall would be like, I know, right? My dog.
It would be like, see, that's why I can't stand Sagittarius is because they're all fill in the blank, and I'd be like, well, actually, you can't determine someone's complete personality based on their sun sign. You have to go by their moon sign, their Venus, and other astrological instruments.
I was about to say, you going deep.
Sounds like the voice of God coming out of the closet.
I'm a Pisces too. When's your birthday?
February 25th.
Mine's is March 2nd. Shout out to you.
Shout out. Okay.
Brr, 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 brr.
Yeah, but I mean, I know a lot about astrology. I've been studying it for many
years. Nice. See, that's that smart people shit. Y'all some smart people. Okay. So, I'm done with my game questions. Do you guys want to give us a little virtual performance?
Why not? Yeah.
All right, so this is called... What did you say it was called again? I was about to say...
All Rise.
All Rise. I was going to say Your Honor. Sorry, it's a show I've been watching. All right, so go ahead. I don't know what you... How do you start?
We'll do it. We'll
all right.
Here. All right, for sure. So... Well, you guys can be the audience. This would be great. This would be your first time. I'll warm you up, though. What's your favorite number? Just between the two of you. Which one you guys tell me? What's your favorite number?
Between what numbers?
It's up to you. What's your favorite number?
The number 8.
30. Oh, we got to pick one number? Okay.
Well, so I'm going to ask you a question just like that. So what is something that you have in your home that you guys cherish? Like, you would not want to let that get destroyed or outside of the house?
I'm gonna say the Amazon remote, like the kids.
My wine cooler.
And a wine cooler.
I got a wine fridge, so I really like that.
Okay, so I'm gonna take
no, not that. My podcast mic, how about that?
Podcast mic. Okay. So somehow the podcast mic and the Amazon remote, like, they went missing or something happened, right? And I'm gonna show you what's going down in this court. All rise. You may be seated.
Ooh, I like this. I like Judge Judy.
Quiet, please. Quiet in the court. Thank you. Okay. All right. It looks like we have a plaintiff. We have a issue with a Amazon remote. And I can't see the writing on this one. What is it writing? What is this? Say here. It's an Amazon remote. Oh, it's a microphone. Jesus. You don't spell microphone with a K. What the hell's wrong with you guys? You gotta stop giving these damn trade school bailiffs. You know what I'm saying? It's a damn shame. Liberals. Or anyway. Yeah, a microphone and an Amazon remote. Plaintiff, go ahead. What's the deal with this? What's going on?
Okay, so your honor.
Turn it up, please, because we don't have all night. I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I'm hurrying.
Ms. Paulson. Ms. Paulson.
What? Okay. I didn't know you had a call on me. And so, like, excuse me. I came home, and my roommate is not supposed to go anywhere in my room, right? So I came home, and it was like 4 in the morning, and I go in there to start, you know, like, a live YouTube video, because that's what my people want to see me, okay? And so I couldn't find my mic to do my live YouTube, and I was like, what the ever-loving fuck? So then I went and I was looking for the remote so that I could watch Netflix while I finished my pizza, and it wasn't there either, and she's just all over in the house, Your Honor, and it was just, okay, she's mean. Okay.
Did you say she has shiitake mushrooms? Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, mushrooms. No, she didn't take my mushrooms, she took my remote control.
Come on.
She took my remote control for
if they're not there. So. Order, please. The guys are gonna stay sitting in the courtroom and get out, okay? This is not Judge Judy. This is not Judge Joe Brown, okay? I don't let any of that bull crap happen in here. Alright? This is not Judge Christina with four R's. I'm sorry, okay, Mr. Defendant, go ahead, let me give you your time because this is ridiculous.
I'm more innocent as a baby that just came back from Lincoln Hospital. I'm innocent, you understand? I can't help it, you understand? If she done gave me the rights to the Amazon remote control, you understand? Now my Bible says you a lying fool, your feet stinking, you don't love your Jesus.
Miss Booker, I'm sorry, listen, Miss Booker. Miss Paulson.
Yes?
Paulson, if you can't stay awake, I can't believe you made me interrupt Miss Booker, okay? Out of your time.
An alcoholic, Your Honor, an alcoholic.
You're real close to being held in contempt of losing your case. Miss Booker, go ahead.
You understand, Your Honor. First of all, may I say, Your Honor, it's a pleasure, you understand, to see somebody as rebel as you are, you understand, in this fine courtroom, you understand, because I follow you on the Instagram and the Twitter. I can't follow you on Facebook because it won't allow me, got too many followers. Your Honor, you see, she is over here trying to blame me for something that she's the only one that has control over. I don't have the Amazon account. I don't pay the bills. Although I allow her to sometimes use my credit card so that she can pay her bill. But we won't mention that, The thing. Overruled.
I don't want to leave. I only used your credit card like four times. For the record, let the record show, have it type your person say it only four times, and I paid her back for the first one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Paying me back in corn nuts is not payment. I don't like corn nuts. I'm sorry, and I don't listen to Mexican mariachi music.
You should. It's amazing.
Trying to get me mariachi music plus corn nuts, talking about payback. I thought, you know, to add insult to injury, it was made by somebody tone deaf. I think Jennifer Lopez was on the album.
Are you done, Booker?
Jesus. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Thank you, Booker, because, I mean...
Booker, because it's Booker and not Booger. I've had traumatic complexes because people say my name is Booger, as in a dried, congealed snot up the nose.
That's because you're crusty.
Well, you should have married different. It's your fault. From what I know, you won't give anyone your That's what it'll be. You're done nodding off Sleeping Booty over there? Huh? You're done nodding off?
Sleeping Booty.
My booty's not asleep. It's present. I'm awake. I'm still awake.
Apparently gravity's taking its toll with you on an all-level level.
Gravity's a bitch, man. It just pulls on me.
I'm good.
I'm good. Oh, that was bad. She got chunks of damaged food up this trachea area is damaged food, Your Honor, and she has repeatedly tried to repeat herself on my front lawn. Can I just say no more? She has repeated herself repeatedly on my front lawn.
This tragic is damaged, it's true.
So you know she can barely swallow, and you're letting her pay the bills while you just totally take advantage of her superfluous data that she provides for you in the internet. You can just log in.
Because she can barely swallow. See, she tried to steal my husband once upon a probable. And you see, she can barely swallow now, so he has no need for her. And therefore, because now she can no longer swallow, as she would call the swallow queen. Yeah, but I guess there was some type of egg droplet. I gave him some egg drop soup one time that made his cream sickle.
Okay, so we're going with that. Okay, so we're cool. That really is, you know, a HIPAA violation in this court. and that's okay though. We'll waive that because I think I've got all the evidence I need here. It looks to me like Miss Booker. It looks to me like you made some kind of revenge theft for Paulson being unable to swallow. And Paulson looks like you aren't pleasing. Man, I don't blame you. You gotta give Rabbi credit. It's been trying all your life. You finally got it. I would too. And it looks like you could have better judgment. You're to continue to pay for something that you don't have. It's never gonna come back. Just order a replacement.
Come back, but not intended.
I'm sorry,
Yana. I'm so sorry, Yana. Sometimes I make little outbursts. I got to rip.
She keeps trying in my face, knowing I can't swallow it.
It's
not fair. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna award you the money so you can get that throat fixed. Because only people I know they'll just damage it more. All right, thank you. So we'll go ahead and choose the planet for this one. Sorry about that, Booker. I don't know if you're gonna do community service or maybe it'll pawn some of your gold items that you have. I mean,
yeah, Anna, this is unfair, but I'm gonna go ahead and appeal it.
Yeah, you can peel. You can do a face wash, all that. You're still gonna get some good call. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you very much. This was the Old Rise. Court is adjourned.
That was good.
That was a good one. I like that. First of all, let me say, you, Christy, you remind me of the lady from, she's on Everything. You know who I'm talking about. The one, that voice, that lady, she's on Grownish. I mean, the Blackish. She's the grandma. is that her name? I forget her, yes. And then...
Yeah,
I love her. And Rebecca said she had Prime. You know, people who got Prime think they the shit. If you got Prime and you got an air fryer, you the shit, okay? If you got Prime and air fryer, you the shit as an adult. You made it. Girl, go get your... It's the best thing that ever happened to me, okay?
That's hard. My mom had, like, air fryers. Like,
yes,
I'm making everything fried.
And it's like a compact oven. So it's like, even like my kids, they like tater tots. So I just like throw the tater tots in there and just walk away. It's like, it's way faster than an oven.
You have to deal with all the grease and all that crap.
Yeah, and then you can make like, you can put anything in there, seriously. I heat up my pizza in there. You can heat up your soft taco shells in there. Anything. Shout out to the air fryer. Anyways, thank you guys for that. That was freaking hilarious. So, thank you. We actually really appreciate you guys coming on the show. First official guest of 2021. Do the burp burp burp. Do the air horns, Antoine.
I don't see cooking as much. There we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to turn the phone to the side. Sorry about our ghetto technology. As we said before, this is a very DIY podcast, so We really appreciate you guys. Do the air horns, Antoine.
Burr, burr, burr. I don't...
burr, 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 burr.
Great.
Yeah, I feel like the questions we were asking were like kind of boring. So I'm like, let me throw some games up in there. So
they weren't boring questions at all. They were good questions. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are on, and thanks so much for being on. We really appreciate you guys. And yeah, shout out your handles before we go with your Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
Instagram,
and then I'm under Witty Rebecca Rios.
I am at Christy Knowings. That's Christy, Christ with a Y. Knowings, like knowing your name, Knowings, at Christy Knowings on all platforms, Twitter, Facebook, IG.
Yeah, there you go. And I am, you know what I'm saying, at B-boy, B-B-O-Y-I-D-G-Y underscore, underscore N-X-N, Nasty by Nature Crew, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram. So, yeah, if you look that up, it's going to be me pretty much. That's all you're going to see. And Twitter at B-boy 80, you know what I'm saying? I don't do as much tweeting as usual, but, you know.
Yeah.
Do a lot of ETM, so we do a lot of, like, little cool clips every day, every week. You'll see something, so.
Oh, we should also mention that I'm on Clubhouse. Same thing at Christine Owens at Clubhouse for all you iOS users. Rebecca and I will be doing a Clubhouse thing about talking about movies and just like what we think about certain actors. And, you know, we're both like movie Nazis a little bit, like in terms of acting and in terms of like the writing for film. So we'll be discussing that. And then on Spreaker, which is on Android, so any Android or iOS users can download Spreaker, and PH and I will be talking about music, and we'll be doing something around that. So look up for that in March. We'll be capitalizing a little bit more on those platforms.
Okay, cool.
And the puppet, Janie is doing the most, is also on.
Yeah, can Janie make an appearance real quick?
Oh, Janie can definitely make an appearance.
Here she comes. My little bitch. Ooh, I'm starting to like that.
Hi, Janie. How you doing?
I was worried you weren't going to happen.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I almost forgot, but I'm glad they reminded me. You are. You know what? You shine brighter than everybody. I'm going to just say that. You the star. You the star of the show, girl. You the star. Shout out to you. Shout out to you.
Thanks, girl.
Do you want to shout out your handles, Janie? Do you got any handles? Y'all get that. That's the star of the show right there. That's the star right there.
Make sure y'all follow her. Make sure you guys follow her.
Follow Janie. I'm about to follow you now, actually, as soon as we hang up.
Yay! You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We really appreciate you guys.
Let's go.
We really appreciate you guys. And then we're gonna post all this and shit once we get all the... I'm sorry, I'm a little tipsy. I didn't almost drink a whole bottle of wine.
Trust me, you are so good. Like, no, we live in Cali. It's all good.
Trying to act professional.
But, it's all good. Like, this is the new professional.
But yes, we really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And yes, maybe we could do this again, maybe one of these days. We could do this again and get something going on. Okay. Well, and.
Podcast tour.
I was gonna say, you guys have a podcast, right?
Well, no, we don't have a podcast. But
you don't?
We're doing a podcast tour where we're featured on a lot of people's different podcasts.
Gotcha.
So throughout 2021, we want to feature on different, different different podcast.
Okay.
So I think you guys are number four.
Hey. Four,
okay.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Podcast store. So.
But they're all different conversations, which is
completely
why
different
doing, like,
conversations.
All different kinds of podcasts. You know, like this was a totally different conversation than we had before, which was awesome.
And when I saw you guys on somebody else's platform, and I was like, well, wait a minute, let me look at them. Because I was like, you guys, and you have no filter. So, and I was like, that really matches with our brand because doing the most, we, you know, we don't, like, even with Jane, like, we don't have a filter, right? And that's what I initially said to you guys. So, yeah. So, we'd definitely be down a couple, few months down the line or whatever.
Cool.
But I think you guys should have guests because you're really good at engaging with guests and stuff. And it may even expand you guys, your own brand, you know?
You hear that? Antoine doesn't like to have guests. I said we should have guests.
Antoine, you didn't like having us.
No, I liked having you guys. It's just like me. I'm shy with interacting with people. Like, I came up with all the questions.
I'm shy too.
He thought, like, before we were waiting on you guys to come on, he's, like, sitting up here, like, shaking his leg. I'm like, why are you acting like we about to die? Like, he was like, I'm like, I get you. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, calm down.
I'm more behind the scenes, like.
The more you do it, the more it's going to just become comfortable.
Yeah.
I want to say 86% of the actors I have ever known in my life, and I've known the big, from the big ones to the, like, ones who haven't done a whole lot, have all been shy. Like, I'm introverted, too. I've learned to be extroverted because my mother is highly extroverted. But I've learned to put on that persona. But I'm introverted, too. Like, I can be very, I'm, like, usually very shy. But I'm also a performer. And it's like, okay, so when you're a professional and you're a performer, then, you know, a whole set of other gears go into play, right? So I think you guys can do really well with having guests and stuff. It's only going to expand your brand. It's only going to expand your visibility.
I will say I'm a lot more comfortable now. With doing with you guys and your feedback, I'm definitely a lot more comfortable to have somebody else on.
And you gotta make sure you pick cool people. Like, and that was dope with you guys to do your research because then you could see, wait a minute, they're relatable.
Yeah.
People we can actually talk to. You know what I'm saying? They're not like snobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're real. You know what I'm saying? So then you get to kind of pick and choose, but it's basically like, you know, just talking to people.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Because that's definitely, like, before I did my research, I'm like, shit. When like, I didn't know when to think. I'm like, oh, God. But thank you, guys.
I was like, I don't know if I have people, but, you know, I like the idea. Just the name alone, No Filter, is attractive, right? It's already like, wait, it draws me in. Like, okay, they have no filter, so we can go, you know, we can kind of go ham a little bit. Like, and it's not going to be judged.
And we love that.
People don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
They are.
But thanks again. We really enjoyed you guys.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you guys. We definitely feel like we're going to put this out, like I said, next week. So thanks again.
Thank you.
If you want, you know, text me your number.
Okay.
Brittany and Ben or whomever, whichever one, if you guys have like a business phone, whatever, you know, text me. Or if not, we can continue to communicate that the way we have.
Okay.
But I have no problem, you know, if you want a faster kind of communication, you can always text me.
Okay.
Alright,
I'll do that. Alright, and nice meeting you guys. Nice meeting you, Rebecca and PH. You guys are great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Alright,
thank you.
Thank you guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
Yep.
Sorry, I had to do that one more time. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to get off here. Yeah. That was fun.
Yes, that was.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilter, T-H-E-E,
nofilterpodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.